Hi, my name is Sarah.
Hi, my name is William.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, our radio show for kids, all about the library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
That was Sarah and her little brother William helping us out with our introduction here on the best little radio show for kids in all of Elgin County. I'm Julie Berry, and yes, you are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from 105.9 DeBrigg in downtown Elmer, Ontario. William, Trudy, Daniel, Fernando, and Sarah were at the Elmer Old Town Hall Library with their mom picking out books. They spent a long time trying to choose just the right ones. The book that Sarah chose was Franklin's Pond Phantom, and Trudy's book was Henry and Mudge and the Bedtime Thumps. Fernando picked out a Berenstain Bear book called Computer Trouble, and Daniel picked out Henry and Mudge and The Long Weekend. Daniel can't read yet, but he likes looking at the pictures. William's pick was Franklin Fibs. Another little boy dropped by. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hello, my name is Carlos.
Carlos is just 2 years old, but he has been coming out to the library since he was a baby. He knows his way around, and he quickly picked out a book called Goldfish Hide and Seek. And last but not least, another voice from the library.
My name is Miley. I'm 3 years old and at the library, only picking up books.
Thanks, Miley. Imagine a world without libraries. Imagine not being able to go to the library near your house. Imagine not being able to look through shelves and shelves of books until you find the perfect book just for you. Oh, Guinness, don't be silly. It's not real. We're just imagining. That's a hard thing to imagine when you live here in Elgin County, where there is a library in just about every little town. But I am sad to say that libraries are not to be found everywhere. I am very happy to say, though, that there are many places without libraries where the children get books brought to them in strange and wonderful ways. For example, in Kenya, camels deliver books to people who live in deserts. In Sweden, book boats float out to islands where there are no libraries. Our story tonight is about Luis Soriano Bojorquez, a man who brings books to many small communities in Colombia, a country in South America. This book is a little tricky for me because there are lots of Spanish words like abecedario or kikiriki or hueves. I know there are people out there in Radio Land who speak very good Spanish, so I hope I do a good job with the words in this story. Get warm and snuggly with your favorite burro. And if you don't have a burro... What? Oh, a burro is like a donkey, you know. A donkey. A burro, the same thing. So, where was I? Oh, yes. If you don't have a burro to snuggle up with, a teddy bear will do. A nice, soft teddy bear. Or even your little brother or sister will do. Listen to this. Waiting for the Biblioburro by Monica Brown. Illustrations by John Parrow. On a hill behind a tree, there is a house. In the house, there is a bed. And on the bed, there is a little girl named Anna, fast asleep, dreaming about the world outside and beyond the hill. When Anna wakes up to the rooster's ki-ki-kiri-ki, Puppy is already at work on the farm, and Mammy is busy in the garden. Anna bathes her little brother and feeds the goats and collects the eggs to sell at market. After breakfast, Anna and her mother walk down the hill. Anna closes her eyes against the sun and wishes she was back in the cool of the house with her libro, her book. Anna has read her book, her only book, so many times she knows it by heart. The book was a gift from her teacher for working so hard on her reading and writing. But last fall, her teacher moved far away, and now there is no one to teach Anna and the other children in her village. So at night, on her bed, in the house on the hill, Anna makes up her own cuentos and tells the stories to her little brother to help him fall asleep. She tells him stories about make-believe creatures that live by the forest and the mountains and the sea. She wishes for new stories to read, but her teacher with the books has gone. One morning, Anna wakes up to the sounds of tuck-a-tuck, clip-clop, and a loud... When Anna looks down the hill below her house, she sees a man with a sign that reads, Biblioburro. With the man, there are two burros. What are they carrying? Libros. Books. Anna runs down the hill to the man with the sign and the burros and the books. Other children run to him too, skipping down hills and stomping through the fields. Who are you? Who are you? Who are they? The children ask. The man says, I am a librarian, a bibliotecario, and these are my burros, Alpha and Beta. Welcome to the biblioburro, my biblioteca. But senor, Anna says, I thought libraries were only in big cities and buildings. Not this one, says the librarian. This is a moving library. And then he spreads out his books and invites the children to join him under a tree. Once upon a time, the librarian begins, sharing the story of an elephant who swings from a spider's web. He reads from books with beautiful pictures and then helps the little ones learn their abecedario. He sings A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Finally, he says, now it's your turn. Pick out books, and in a few weeks, I'll be back to collect them and bring you new ones. Me too? Asks Anna. Especially you, says the librarian with a smile. The story is far from over, and if you want to find out what happens to Anna and her little brother, drop in at the library and ask the friendly library assistant for the book Waiting for the Biblioburro by Monica Brown. You will be able to take it home and read it all the way to the end and look at the beautiful pictures. If you don't have a library card, just ask for one. They're free. Here's another story about a library in the middle of a forest. It's called The Little Red Fish, and it's by Taeyun Yu. JJ's grandfather was a librarian at an old library in the middle of the forest. One day, he allowed JJ to come along with him, and JJ brought his friend, the Little Red Fish. It was the first time JJ had ever been allowed to go inside, and he was amazed by all the different rooms filled with books. He explored from one corner to another. Soon he grew tired and fell asleep. When JJ opened his eyes, the room was dark and quiet. He felt as though he had been swallowed up by the darkness. Scared and lonely, JJ sat near the light of the moon and began reading a book to his little red fish. But when he looked up, the fish was gone. JJ began to search for his fish from bookshelf to bookshelf and room to room. He caught a glimpse of a little red tail flipping high over a shelf, and so he followed it. He almost caught the fish, but it disappeared again near an old book layered with dust. Could that be his fish's tail peeking out of the middle of the book? JJ picked it up And when he opened it, something happened. Well, everybody, I have to tell you that there's no words on this page. There's just a picture of a great big school of fish splashing out from the book. And a very surprised little boy watching it. Oh dear, it looks like the library is getting flooded. And there's a lot of fish swimming around in the library, too. All of the fish looked the same. Which one was his? JJ realized that his fish was hiding in the book. He reached down to catch it, and as he tried, he fell down, down, into the page. Into the page. And now there are no more words, just pictures. All you boys and girls out in Radioland, if you want to find out what happens to the little boy and his fish, you are going to have to borrow this book from the library. It's a lovely red book. Ask your friendly neighborhood librarian all about it. The Little Red Fish by Taeyeon Yu. And you can find out what happens and whether JJ finds his little red fish. Writers sure have great imaginations, don't they? I have never thought of taking my pet fish into the library and reading to him. Here's something to tickle your funny bone. Knock, knock. Who's there? Little old lady. Little old lady who? I didn't know you could yodel.
Check It and Check It Out
is brought to you by the Elgin County Library
and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
And this is the time to thank all the children who helped make our show this week. Thanks to Carlos, Miley, Jeanette, and Caroline. And thanks to Sarah, William, Daniel, Trudy, and Fernando. We could not have made this show without you. I'm Julie Berry. If you want to listen next week, tune your radio dial to 105.9 FM on Monday or Wednesday at 5.
Guten Tag, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop je han dit program gekleicht. Ich san Mary Ham, and ich schof by the Elmer Library. We haunt a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack die wat je wel voorn, die zijn alle nu op. De oopnerstunden zijn on de library deren te zijn. Je kan ook voen, nen dat voen nummer is 519-631-1500-09, want je nog meer informatie veelt. Bitte koop nan en zeit wat we han in onze libraries te munt en je familie met helpen.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.